This is KVNF's regional newscast for Monday, August 16th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Interstate 70 reopened through Glenwood Canyon on Saturday morning, with traffic moving surprisingly well through the mudslide zone at speeds up to 40 miles per hour for much of the distressed section of the highway. Some sections are in temporary one-lane configurations. Earlier this month, CDOT halted construction on US 50 through Little Blue Creek Canyon until further notice, allowing for uninterrupted two-way traffic. CDOT Executive Director Shoshana Liu said closure times are almost certain to extend into next season. The fixed completion date for the project, November 2022, will now most likely be changed to allow the contractor more time. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold has ordered the immediate decertification of 41 individual pieces of election equipment in Mesa County. Last week, she ordered Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters to turn over proof of security. Voting equipment passwords appeared on right-wing social media. Peters didn't respond to Griswold's order, instead flying to Sioux Falls to appear as a guest on My Pillow Guy Mike Lindell's conspiracy symposium. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports 21st Judicial District Attorney Dan Rubenstein's office executed a search warrant of the Mesa County Clerk and Recorder office in pursuit of evidence in a possible breach of election security that could lead to criminal charges. Meanwhile, the Mesa County Board of Commissioners met in executive session early Wednesday to discuss legal issues surrounding the investigations. Peters, who ordered security cameras turned off prior to the breach, may also have to pay back nearly $170,000 her office received to deal with the pandemic. Republican Matt Crane, executive director of the Colorado County Clerks Association, called Peters' actions, quote, selfish and irresponsible. The Learning Council has put in an offer on the historic building on the corner of 2nd and Grand, occupied by Ollie's Ice Cream. At last week's Paonia trustee meeting, they asked the board for a letter of support, something their financiers requested. They've raised some money already and will launch a capital campaign. The Learning Council would not only have offices there, they would also create a space for teenagers, host events, and serve ice cream. Today is the first day of school for students in Delta County. High school students attending the combined North Fork High School in Hotchkiss have a new logo. The design of the minor mascot by national company VIP Branding was produced at no cost to the district. Delta County Independent reports it took a committee about 6 weeks to complete the logo process. Kurt Clay, assistant superintendent, says they didn't want to have a stereotypical minor, keeping it gender neutral. On the primary logo are the letters NF in black and red with two miners' picks in the background. The picks are said to carry a special meaning for communities in the North Fork Valley of coming together. The black and red mascot colors were chosen by students and community members over a months-long, at times contentious, process this past spring. And AEG Presents, owned by billionaire Philip Anschutz, will require all attendees and staff at concerts to be vaccinated starting October 1st. AEG is the largest concert promoter in Denver. For now, ticket holders for all shows are required to provide proof of full vaccination or a negative COVID test within 72 hours of the show. But the Denver Post reports, starting October 1st, AEG will only admit concertgoers who are fully vaccinated. In Colorado, concerts generate $2.1 billion, support over 16,000 jobs, and contribute $113 million in state and local taxes. Outbreaks at Colorado concerts this year have been exceedingly rare, according to data from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Small outbreaks occurred at String Cheese Incident shows at Red Rocks in July, with larger outbreaks at Mesa County's Country Jam over the 4th of July weekend and the Greeley Stampede. The Delta variant continues to surge across much of the West. That's prompting cities like Las Vegas and Salt Lake City to re-embrace some COVID restrictions. But people in more rural, conservative communities are pushing back. Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie and Nevada Public Radio's Christopher Alvarez team up for this report.
I'm on Fremont Street in downtown Las Vegas. It's a popular tourist spot. There are casinos, hotels, and music booming from outdoor loudspeakers. Sean Breckenridge is a vaccinated street dancer. He's happy that Nevada recently reinstated a mask mandate in high transmission counties, but he worries for his fellow Nevadans amidst the new Delta strain.
I really feel for them that they should have never took the masks off. The new strain will be treated just like the old one if we never took them off. We still losing lives now, and it's going up all over the United States, and it's ridiculous.
It's a feeling shared by many frontline workers in Las Vegas. Hospitalizations from the virus tripled throughout the month of July across Nevada. The new mask mandate has the support of the resort industry, casinos, and street vendor April Comer. She's selling t-shirts on Fremont Street. Because she's vaccinated, she doesn't have much fear for the new strain, but she is cautious for her family's sake.
I'm scared that I could get it and pass it on to, like, my family or something. I care more about them because I've had COVID and I didn't really get sick or anything. But, like, my family could.
When it comes to the mask mandate in Nevada...
Oh, yeah, I think that's a good thing. We get a bunch of travelers from everywhere, so better safe than sorry.
Las Vegas isn't alone in embracing new restrictions as the Delta variant surges. The mayor of Salt Lake City, for example, is now requiring masks inside of city buildings. The mayor of Denver is going even further. He's requiring proof of vaccination for public school teachers, police, firefighters, and other city employees. I'm Christopher Alvarez in Las Vegas.
And I'm Nate Hedgie. While new COVID restrictions may be welcomed in many cities, some rural communities are protesting the moves. Take Elko County in northern Nevada. It's about a 7-hour drive from Las Vegas.
We'll move on to the final one on here, which is R3, which is a discussion and consideration of our governor's mask mandate.
At a recent meeting, county commissioners unanimously voted to refuse to follow the governor's mask mandate. Elko is considered a high transmission area. Cases and deaths from COVID-19 have risen there. But Republican County Commissioner Rex Steninger argued that the pandemic was hyped up by Democrats who wanted to gain political power last year.
That tactic worked, and the Democrats don't want to give back those gains. Now they're pretending that the pandemic is worsening and they need to reinstate mask mandates and business closures. We can't let that happen again. We must refuse to comply this time. Our local
Now, it's important to note here that masks are proven to help reduce the spread of COVID-19, and vaccines drastically reduce the risk of hospitalization and death from the Delta variant. But many rural, mostly conservative counties in the West, such as Elko, lag behind the rest of the nation in vaccination rates. For instance, only about a third of all eligible Elko County residents have gotten a jab. This has prompted some top Republican leaders to urge their constituents to get vaccinated. But University of Wyoming public health professor Christine Porter has harsh words for those attempts.
It's too late.
Porter says Republicans and conservative media spent the past year and a half sending mixed messages to their constituents about the severity of COVID-19 and the safety and effectiveness of masks and vaccines.
You know, eroding trust takes minutes. Building trust takes years.
She says conspiracy theories and disinformation campaigns about COVID and the vaccine have already taken hold in the minds of many Americans. That's why she argues that state and federal governments need to make vaccination mandatory for all eligible people living in the U.S.
Everyone who's chosen not to get vaccinated has chosen to be a breeding ground and a vector to spread it to others.
The push to make vaccines mandatory would face an uphill battle in the West, though. Idaho, Montana, and Utah have all passed laws limiting the role government can play in pandemics. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
That does it for Monday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.